Get to some San Marcos Rattler football. Kyle Spencer, you do get most of the games. You do call most of the games. Real quick, they did beat Floresville 34-14 last week. Just your thoughts from the game.
Well, it was a mental test for San Marcos because they came in. Floresville's coming in 1-6. They're a well coached team. They play hard, but San Marcos was looking to come away with a blowout win in that one. They only ended up winning by 20, which I guess is considered a blowout, but of higher degree because they put up 50 points a game. They're extremely explosive on the offensive end, and that's due mainly to David Hamilton, who went out in the first quarter. It was the first drive. He went out with an injury. We're not really sure what that injury is or how serious it is, but we did see him in a sling walking off the sideline. Back into the locker room, so we hope the best for him because the kid is absolutely just fantastic. But they have the running back, Kavion Garner, who I got to talk to this last week, and he just absolutely exploded in that game. He had 188 rushing yards with two touchdowns. They brought in the backup quarterback, Carl Arns, and that was his first time at quarterback, and he looked good too, showed he had a cannon. And so I think this was a big win for San Marcos in kind of a different way because they had to come out and they had to face some adversity. They lost their quarterback, and they thought that they were going to get an easy win against this team, but they ended up having to play a little bit harder than usual.
Yeah, and you did mention the Kavion Garner story that you put together, so let's actually play that for you right now.
San Marcos High School has had quite a bit of talent come through their program. Kavion Garner is no exception to this. The junior from Bryan, Texas, moved to San Marcos at an early age because his mother had a job opportunity. This ended up being a great opportunity for Kavion as well. Suiting up in his first set of pads when he was only 5 years old, Kavion became a natural football player. His success landed him a spot on the varsity team at San Marcos High School in only his sophomore year. A talented player like this has multiple skills. But I asked Kavion which one of his skills that he thought set him apart from other running backs.
My ability to see the hole and just my vision altogether.
Through five games this season, Kavion has already ran for 765 yards and has 9 touchdowns to go along with those yards. As someone who gets the pleasure of watching this young man play every Friday, I have to say that he is one of the hardest runners I have ever seen. An astounding 8 yards per carry average is a testimony to how hard of a runner he is. What impressed me more than just his abilities was something that he touched on when I asked him about his goals for the season.
Get better as a person and get 1,500 yards or more.
Kavion is already halfway to 1,500 yards, but what he seems to focus on more is growing as a person. So I wanted to get to know Kavion a little bit better when he doesn't have the pads on. Kavion is really just a normal kid. He likes to hang out with the quarterback David Hamilton, wide receiver Cross Cuevas, and defensive end Colby Vedrine. If they aren't pumping iron in the weight room, they're having a good time playing video games and joking around. This led me to ask about the offensive line and his relationship with the boys up front. Kavion smiled and simply replied,
"We're very close. We butt heads at times, but we know we got to get the job done."
Kavion wouldn't elaborate on what they disagree about, but some things are better left unsaid.
With another year left to go, this stud running back is going to have a lot of big decisions to make on and off the field.
I asked Kavion about what career field he wanted to go into and what college or colleges he wanted to attend.
"I want to be a veterinarian or play professional football. In Texas State, because the fan base and everything just looks like it's going great for them."
Kavion Garner has 5 games left in his junior year. He's already over halfway to 1,500 yards, and he's becoming a better person every day. I asked Kavion one final question. I wanted to know what he thought of his play thus far and what he thinks he can improve on to be the best running back he can be.
Pretty good, but I think I should be doing better. Breaking tackles and getting more yards after contact.
This kid has all the potential in the world, and he seems to have a good head on his shoulders as well. Kavion will have some big decisions to make at the end of the year, but I, for one, hope the best for him. For KTSW Sports, I'm Kyle Spencer.
Nice job, Kyle. We applaud you for that story. Good job.
It's also on the blog. You can read the story if you didn't catch it here today on Bobcat Radio. It's also on the blog.
Definitely.
Where's the blog at?
The blog is at ktsw899.wordpress.com.
.com.
Okay, there we go.
I got you.
/sports.
There you go.
Awesome.
So definitely check that out. We got a lot of stories on there. Some good stuff, good content on there, definitely. All right, so that's going to wrap it up for our San Marcos football talk.
Wait, hold on. I did want to ask Kyle one thing that
okay.
I keep asking him every week.
All right.
What's that?
Kyle, are we going to state?
Ooh.
Ooh, it depends on the Hamilton injury. It depends on how serious it is. I don't know.
I cannot wait till a couple weeks down the road.
And to tell you the truth,
whenever you can tell me.
Ask me in 3 weeks after we play Tyvee, Boreen, and Lockhart, the top three teams in the district. After that, I can give you an answer.
Okay.
Well, hey, we're going to get you back on a Monday show or call you or something so we can get some.
Hey, even if Hamilton's out in this next game, I still think they're going to upset Tyvee.
Okay.
You can call it. You can archive it. I put it right here on Bobcat Radio. Everybody heard it.
It's official. That's definitely something to keep an eye on is the football team. They have a lot to play. They have a lot of good things going right for them, and that stadium out there is
it's beautiful.
Top of the line. It is really, really nice. Definitely.
They treat me and Jason good out there.
Yeah. Did they play at home this Friday?
That was all kind of grammatically wrong. They treat Jason and I well out there. Excuse me.
There you go. I like the quick fix, though. That's impressive.
Yeah, I didn't want the Twitter sphere to get on me.
Kyle, do they play at home this week?
They are away.
Away at
Tyvee? They will be at Tyvee this week, but you can catch it on KTSW 899 this Friday. Tune in at 7:20 for the pregame show. Jason and I will be on the call.
All right. Sounds good, Kyle. All right, let's get to some Texas State. Going back to Texas State, some volleyball action. Like I said, they did lose to Baylor this last Friday. But that's okay because it's not a conference game, not a Sun Belt conference game. So it really didn't hurt them too much. Their next game is going to be this Thursday against UT Arlington. And I actually had the chance to call that game when they played UT Arlington last Tuesday. They beat them 3-2. They won the first two sets, let the Mavericks back in, win the next two, and they won in the fifth set. I think it was 15-13. So it was a real nail biter. And now the Bobcats sit at third in the conference, ahead of, I think it's Arkansas State, actually, who leads it. And the preseason top two were Little Rock and the Texas State Bobcats. So we're still around there. We have some time to make up for the – I mean, we're not doing bad by any means. We're in the third spot in conference play. So we're doing good things. Guys, have y'all been able to catch any games? Because – it's a lot of fun to watch this volleyball team.
I believe the last game that I actually saw in person, I've been listening to it on KTSW, obviously, but was the game against UTSA pretty early on in the season. That was a great game.
Real big win.
Went to five sets. I actually got to call that game. It was a lot of fun, and it showed, you know, this team is, and I'll tell you what, they get Strand Coliseum rocking when they play at home, and it's great. But going to the Baylor game, you know, I talked about this on Wednesday's show. I kind of wish they didn't play this game,
mm-hmm.
in a way, because it just kind of breaks up that their conference game schedule. And we've seen this team in multiple years when they get on a roll and they start winning, they don't stop usually, and until they meet. You know, they met a team like Baylor, who has seen success in every program so far at their school. You know, their football team is absolutely, you know, killing it right now, and so success leaks into other programs, and so. I kind of wish they hadn't played this game. Like, they had just gone straight into play UTA again.
And I asked Coach Karen Chisholm after the win against UTA on Tuesday, I asked her about her approach for this game and if she was doing anything different. And she just said that she was going to act like it was a Big 12 conference game and they were in the Big 12 conference just like every other game. It didn't really seem like it bothered her too much. But then again, she's a really nice lady. She's going to tell me nice things. You know, I have to agree with you there. It's just kind of weird. It's just a little bit of an awkward scheduling. We did play a ton of powerhouses before the conference play started. We played Indiana. We went and played Oregon, or Oregon came here to play. I mean, we played a lot of good teams, so it would have been cool to maybe play Baylor then. But we'll see, you know, if it really affects this volleyball team too much. And actually... What were you gonna say?
I don't think it will, because Texas State, whenever they come up with a loss, they usually go off on a winning streak. Mm-hmm. From what I've noticed looking at their schedules, and so they're coming off a winning streak, winning three straight, and then they lose this one. I think they're gonna come back with another winning streak.
Yeah, and going back real quick to that Tuesday game against UTA, Jordan Cole and Kelsey Winan both had career highs in kills. So that was really cool as they kind of put the Bobcats on their back and didn't let. The Mavericks come back and get the victory. So good job for those Bobcats. And like I said, they play against UT Arlington again this Thursday in Arlington. And honestly, UT Arlington plays as well at home as we do here at Strand Coliseum. So it's going to be a very tough test going in and battling the Mavericks at home. But I think it's something that Texas State can do. Like I talked about, head coach Karen Chisholm, she's done this before. She knows how to go in there and get the mindset right for these girls. And like I said, they are third in the conference right now. Still probably, I think, a dozen Sun Belt games left. So something to keep an eye on for the volleyball team as they are in the running for the top spots in conference play. And kind of switching gears here, heading to the soccer team. They're kind of doing the opposite right now. Three-game losing streak out of their five-game road trip that they're on right now. I think they're eighth in the conference now, which, I mean, they started off really, really well. They are 3-3 away, and like I said, they have two more games now on the road. And then conference 2-3, two early wins in conference at home, and then three on the road. So now their overall record is 8-5. Next game Friday against ULL on the road. Do you think, guys, I know soccer maybe isn't something that is very, they don't really give us a lot with soccer, but what do y'all think this team needs to do to fix this slide that they're on right now?
Well, Caleb, you want to start this one off?
The first thought I have is come back home. That's
just come back. Just finish it out.
No, I honestly, at this point right now, to me, it's salvaging this road trip. You know, you for sure don't want to go through this road trip 0-5. I think that puts you in a really bad spot in the conference standings, and it puts you in a really bad spot in terms of motivation coming back home. So I think if you get these last two wins here, on the road stand, you come back home, you know, you went 2-3. That's not a bad it's not a bad road stand at all, or road trip, whatever you want to call it. And you know, I think that's the main thing right now is just win these last two games and then get back home and get back in front of a Bobcat Nation here.
Yeah, and the next two games that we play against ULL and UL Monroe are, you know, they should be okay teams because UL Lafayette is 2-3 and 1, excuse me, in conference, and we are 2-3, so kind of right on their level. And then UL Monroe is 0-6 in conference play. So hopefully, like you said, maybe get another win or two on this road stand and come back, play at home. On the 23rd, they play Georgia State at home in the 2015 Pink game. So a lot of pink out going on across San Marcos for Texas State sports. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, so the soccer team on a bit of a what's the word I'm looking
skid?
For?
Skid?
Yes. That's a good word. I
to
like that.
To be clear, I said skid. Win two, not win one or two.
Oh.
That's just
oh. Okay, so they're going to go and beat ULL on Friday and then Sunday take out UL Monroe and then head home. And they'll be.
You asked me what I thought they needed to do.
And they'll be 4-3 in conference, which, I mean.
Exactly.
You know, coming back home 4-3 in conference, I don't think you can be too upset with that by any means. So that's going to wrap it up for our Texas State talk. Guys, would y'all rather. I know, Kyle, I know me and Caleb are big time MLB guys. I don't think I've ever talked to you about the MLB. What do you feel about the MLB?
Well, I'm a big NBA guy, and so
that's right.
So basketball is coming up. I cannot wait until we get into Bobcat Radio and we were talking about the Spurs. But as far as MLB goes, because I know the ALDS is going on NLDS and everything. So I was born in Arlington, and so I'm naturally a Rangers fan, and so you know I'm feeling pretty good at this point. You know, I own a decent amount of Rangers gear. I'm not super knowledgeable on the sport, but you know, I know what an ERA is and things like that. But I'm just a Rangers fan. I'm not so much of an MLB's fan.
There you go. Caleb can help you out with all of the Rangers things that you need to know. As he's pretty big into the Rangers.
I'm not even a Rangers fan. I just did that so Caleb would take over for me.
All right. Nice scheming over there, Kyle. Coming into the Monday show and you know tricking us a little bit. I don't really appreciate that, but well. It's okay. It's all right. As Texas, the Rangers do lead the ALDS 2-1 over the Toronto Blue Jays. Potential series-winning game today for the Rangers as they play at 4 o'clock. I think right now, I know, Caleb, I know you said maybe Hamels might go, but right now on the MLB's website has Dickey going for the Blue Jays and Holland going for the Rangers. Holland has looked good since he's returned from his injury late in the season. Real quick, what do you think the Rangers need to do to get it done today or just to get it done in the series as a whole?
Get back to the offense. Up to this point in the series, we really haven't seen anything from Prince Fielder, anything from Josh Hamilton.
I think he's 0 for like 32.
Not anymore.
Oh, he got
yesterday,
hit last
he
night?
He went 2-for-3 yesterday. Right. Had,
I saw
had a good
first
night yesterday.
Okay.
However, that's obviously didn't get the job done. You know, whenever Adrian Beltre is out, you've got to have that offense that kind of fills his hole. And it just kind of came at a bad time. Like I said, Prince Fielder, who had a great comeback year, just lately hasn't been the Prince Fielder we've seen all season long. And Josh Hamilton has his good and bad stretches. And the problem with that is that whenever he's bad, he's really bad.
Yeah.
And whenever he's good, he's one of the best players in all of Major League Baseball. So right now, he's in a little bit of a bad stretch. But honestly, for the Rangers to get back to the winning ways, it's going to go back down to offense. The pitching has done its job to this point.
I have to agree. And the Rangers, Caleb, actually, we did our predictions last week with Miracle. Miracle had the Royals winning the World Series. I had the Blue Jays, and you had the Rangers. So one of us is going to be wrong after this ALDS. We'll see. Because you and I, we kind of get some predictions going against each other a lot. I know last week you picked Texas State, and I picked ULL. So I think I got the dub on that one, unfortunately. But we'll see who wins this Toronto and Texas series.
I think we're 1-1.
I think we are 1-1, yeah.
I picked Southern Miss, so.
You picked Southern Miss earlier in the season. I picked Texas State.
How about you guys not picking Texas State?
The
name of the show is Bobcat Radio.
I picked Texas State up for a while, and then I was like, I don't know, man. We got to see what happens with the defense. And
look, there are some sports that if we pick Texas State every single game, we're just going to become a very uncredible.
Yes, people aren't going to trust what
that's a good cover.
Yeah, there you go. I like that, Caleb. Thanks for getting my back on that one. Sticking with the MLB, my Yankees unfortunately lost last Tuesday night to the Houston Astros. And honestly, hats off to the Astros. I would love to see them do big things in the playoffs. And they have a chance to win the ALDS today. They're playing the Kansas City Royals at noon in Houston. And if they win this game, they will take on the winner of the Blue Jays and the Rangers. And how cool would it be if the Rangers and Astros played for the
ALCS.
I was kind of sketching out on that.
Real quick, before we just end this conversation, I do want to invite Bobcat Nation to interject their opinion real quick. So do so by tweeting us once again at KTSW Sports or using the hashtag Bobcat Radio. We're about to go to a break, but I do want to get to you guys real quick and see what you guys think. If the Rangers and the Astros both make the American League
Championship Series
at that point, who wins? Let us know once again right here. Tweet us at KTSW Sports or use the hashtag Bobcat Radio.
All right, and before we go on break, let me tell you first about a specialty show called Mercury Metal. It's Mondays from 10 o'clock to midnight right here on KTSW. Shelby Ray and Ali P are going to be hosting that one. It plays all subgenres of metal from local bands to international, discusses current events in the metal scene, as well as announce upcoming albums, releases, and tours. For more information, visit ktsw.net. And on Facebook, they are facebook.com/mercurymetalktsw, twitter.com/mercurym_ktsw, and always, as always, check out ktsw.net for more on syndicated shows. You're listening to Bobcat Radio on KTSW 89.9.
Feeling a bit under the weather? There's a solution right here on campus.
Texas State Student Healthcare Center is home to a team of experienced healthcare providers. All you have to do is make an appointment.